With summer here and the 4th of July activities just around the corner, many cities and parks across Iowa are pulling out their stages and scheduling outdoor concerts. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum for IPR's Iowa Art Showcase, and we're so fortunate to have join us today an International Polka Association Hall of Famer, the host and star of RFD-TV's Molly B. Polka Party, and a movie star on the Clint Eastwood film The Mule, the musical star herself, Molly B., Molly Busta Lang. And thank you so much for joining us today, Molly.
You are so welcome. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Well, one of your many bands, Molly B. and the Jim Busta Band, is performing on Friday evening, July 5th, at the River Loop Amphitheater. And this is a free concert from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. That's in Waterloo. And also on Sunday, June 30th, you're appearing at the Sacred Heart Parish in Osage, Iowa. On Wednesday afternoon, July 10th, you have another free concert at the Winnesheek County Fair. On the 13th of July, you're going to Cloutier, Iowa. On the 14th, you're going to Farley, Iowa for a polka mass. And then on the 14th at night, you're doing a street concert at Clarksville, and you're heading to the Nordic Fest in Decorah. And I'm just mentioning a few of the concerts that are happening in Iowa. You guys really do it all.
We do. We do. My dad is Jim Busta, leader of the Jim Busta Band. He's had the band for 40 years. So this is what I grew up doing. When I was 3 years old, he let me sing with his band. When I was 8 years old, I started playing keyboard. And when I was 11, I became a full-time member with his band and started traveling more with him. And then when I was 18, I started playing with other bands. And then today, I still play with multiple bands, primarily the Jim Busta Band and a band called Squeezebox out of the state of Ohio. But this is what I do. I travel the country. I play this music. I love it. I get to see people happy. I see so many smiles, and it's really, really an enjoyable life. And I'm glad to say this summer alone, I have 16 engagements in the wonderful state of Iowa.
We are happy to hear that.
Thank you.
Now, you went to Luther College, which is, of course, at Decorah, Iowa, and you even wrote your senior paper on polka music.
I did. I think I was the first person to do that, but I loved it. I traveled the country. I interviewed premier polka artists at that time. I read lots of books on it, and I presented my paper and gave a lot of audio samples as well. And it was neat to see the paper travel around the music department and people listening to what polka music has come to today, because it has evolved since its starting days in Europe in 1836. And I love the music. This happiness that just boils through, and to bring that to people, like I said, is really, really neat. And I think it's in my blood.
And you went on to get your master's degree at St. Mary's University in Minnesota. So tell us about some of the things you have done. You've won 17 Polka Awards, as well as hosted a Wisconsin Public Television documentary called Polka, but you have all these recordings, and just give us a little rundown of your life, because you're on the road quite a bit.
As I mentioned, I was 18. That's when I started performing with other bands as well, and that's when I really got to travel. I went to Washington, D.C., performed at Kennedy Center Performing Arts. I also performed at the Library of Congress, and that was all when I was in my late teens, and that was a band called Carl and the Country Dutchmen. And then my next big thing that changed was when I joined a band called Squeezebox out of the state of Ohio. I am now married to the other main musician, and we lead the band, we manage the band, and Ted Lang is my husband. And that band was in the new Clint Eastwood movie that was released this last December. That band has won multiple awards with our recordings, everything from Song of the Year Award to Recording of the Year. We've won several of those. Ted and I have also been a big part of the Molly B. Christmas Special, which takes place in Branson, Missouri. And we did that for 5 years. We now moved it to Reedsburg, Wisconsin. This is our third year up there. And those are sold-out houses. And we record our DVD and our CD from each one of those. And from those, more awards were brought in because I brought in a stellar cast and crew, and they did an excellent job. So I've been very fortunate. I've been named the Female Vocalist of the Year both by the International Polka Association and the United States Polka Association multiple times. And that's the award I've received the most of. And the big one last year was the International Polka Association. As you mentioned, I am a Hall of Famer now with that association. And then I have other things that I haven't even really put out there much yet. So this is probably the first time I'm publicly announcing it. And that is I had a United States flag flown in my honor on a mission done by the Air Force, and the squadron was showing me the flag as they were over in Iraq and Syria and telling me about this. And I officially got the flag in its frame now, and I have the signed certificate by the squadron, and that was officially given to me about 10 days ago. So that's something that's wonderful that has recently happened. I've been very, very blessed, and a big blessing, which I haven't even talked about yet, is the Molly B. Polka Party. And that started in 2011. I was asked to host a new polka show on RFD-TV, which currently goes into 64 million homes. And within 1 month, we had 1 million people watching the Molly B. Polka Party. And on that show, if you've never seen it, I host 5 different bands per episode. I may sing with them. I may play with them. And I may dance to their music. So I'm always doing at least something when the band is performing. And then I host the show. So I'm introducing not only band members, but I'm also introducing some of the dancers and asking them where they started dancing, why they dance. And that airs every week in Central Time. It's 5:30 on Wednesdays and 9 o'clock on Saturdays. And because of that, that got me more exposure nationally, which included avid fan, who we all know his name, Clint Eastwood, watches the Molly B. Polka Party. And that led into me having the role in his new movie, The Mule, which was released last December. So there's a quick recap. That's kind of how everything kind of came together in my last 20 years of my life.
One blessing that you haven't mentioned, how did you meet the polka love of your life? Because it sounds like you two are meant for each other. How did this happen?
So very interesting story. Back in 1999, I performed Friday and Saturday in Iowa with the Jim Busta Band, and I had Sunday off, and I knew of a polka fest taking place in Milwaukee. At that time, I was living in Spring Grove, Minnesota, so I made a 4-hour drive to get to Milwaukee, but I went there. And that is where Ted was up on stage, and he sought me out. He's like, who is that girl dancing out there? At that time, he had no idea who I was, that I was a musician. And one conversation led to us dating, which led to us playing the band together. You know, everything kind of built on top of each other. So that's how that worked out, and we're very, very glad it did. We feel we're very blessed. Ted is a phenomenal musician. Anybody that knows him would say so without even a pause in their sentence. He fits in well with any band, whether it's going to be a Christian rock band or a country band or a polka band. He's got a phenomenal ear, and we work very well together. So that was a huge, huge blessing in my life, and not to mention, obviously, growing up in a band that was playing every weekend, that was practicing in the house every single day. So it was normal for me to want to practice 3 hours a day growing up, to want to be out on the weekends with my parents and partying, as you say. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go have a party with my parents at this festival. And I think kids would look at me, what are you doing? But I did. I loved it. I would go dancing. I loved the music. And it was good family time, too. So I've not been short of blessings in my life.
I'm going to put a plug in here for Ted. He's going to be inducted into the International Polka Association Hall of Fame later this summer, isn't he?
Yes. And that's a very big thing, especially those that are involved in the Polish style of polka music. It is by far the top thing that anyone can achieve. And I'm very glad that Ted will be inducted. He's very, very worthy of it. And a lot of people are saying, well, about time. But of course, Ted just says thank you and is very happy that he will be inducted. So yeah, this August 31st, he'll be inducted to the International Polka Association Hall of Fame. And in addition to that, he's won 2 Grammy nominations for a recording he was on in 2007. As well as 2005, with a band out of Canada by the name of John Gora and Gorale. Ted was the accordion player, he was a vocalist, he was a music arranger, And so he won a Grammy nominee with both of those, too. So he's got some big ones on his list.
You obviously are the polka power couple. And Molly, you are an amazing woman. Tell us about the instruments you play. And some of these, I notice, you play simultaneously.
I do. So my first instrument was keyboard. And that one I took 8 years of lessons. And then my next instrument was trumpet, and I took lessons through a high school band program at Luther College. I continued. I was a music major, and so trumpet and voice were where I focused my attention. But by age 14, I wanted to add more instruments to my dad's band. But in all honesty, when I suggested to my dad that we need a saxophone and a trumpet to help enhance the band, he thought, well, I should play, and I'm thinking you should hire other musicians. Well, he didn't hire other musicians, so I learned these other instruments. So now I've added tenor saxophone and a clarinet. Well, come 16, I decided that our band needs a keyboard in it again. So I couldn't leave my position playing horns, so I taught myself how to play piano and trumpet at the same time. Well, once I mastered that, I figured, well, I now can play either a mellophone or velvet trombone the same time I play keyboard, because now, once again, I only need one hand for that. So I added both of those instruments. Well, since I can play a velvet trombone, that means I can play a slide trombone, right? Sure enough, yeah, so now I own a slide trombone, so I'm playing that. When I was a senior in high school, the junior high band didn't have a tuba, and I became the tuba player of our junior high band. Well, now I know how to play tuba. So it's not like I played it very often in the band, but there'd be times I'd slip back for a song, you know, and I would then play the tuba. And then for fun, for me, would be learning more instruments. So additionally, I have the fiddles on my list now, concertina, the button accordion. I play an elp horn. And for those that don't know, I'm talking about the long wooden horn you see in the Ricola commercials. You know, Ricola. And then they play this long horn. That's an elp horn, and that's what I play. There's no holes or no keys to press down. Therefore, it's like a bugle. You got to use your embouchure and your air to control it. So I play that. I picked up the alto saxophone. I play a little bit of accordion. I guess I did start drums when I was younger. I play drums more now than I ever have when I was younger. At one time, I have a recording of myself playing 16 instruments in one song, and it's just what I love to do.
That is amazing. Truly amazing. So,
thank you.
You are going to be playing a polka mass on July 14th at Farley, Iowa. What will people hear when they attend this mass?
Okay, so first of all, I can tell you anytime I do a polka mass, one thing that's always said by the priest to begin with is whether you're Catholic, Lutheran, whatever your faith may be, you are more than welcome to attend. So, that's the first thing I do want to make sure people are very, very clear about. And this polka mass is done in a tent. So we're set up in the front of the tent, as well as they have an altar set up in their front, and we lead all the music. So anything you normally hear during a mass, for those that are Catholic, I'm talking about the holy, holy, the alleluias, the amens that are normally sung, we do them in our style. Then additionally, any other hymns you normally would sing, which is very common for all churches to be singing hymns at church, we provide the music. Most of them are done in a polka temple. Not all. Some are waltzes. And sometimes we add, very common hymns, such as like Amazing Grace. But generally, you're going to hear us play a song such as, there's a song called the Barbara Polka. So we play the Barbara Polka, and I sing religious lyrics that go with it that are very appropriate and very reverent. I strongly believe we're very good about keeping it reverent. We keep it upbeat, but it's reverent. And so you will hear in that hour time of that mass, you're going to hear something between 12 and 18 songs that are led by myself and the Jim Busta Band. And people are smiling in church, and I'm a woman of faith, and I like to see people smile in church. I don't believe it's all meant to be somber. There's so much joy in our Lord that this is just a great way to bring it out during the Mass. It's neat. The tent always gets filled up. People have to bring lawn chairs because there's no more room with what they have provided. And people, there's always standing room around this large tent, too. You know, we're looking at tent probably holds about 600 or 700, but there's easily over 1,000 people that will attend the Mass.
It sounds wonderful. Now, when folks come to the Molly B. and Jim Busta Band concert on July 5th, that free concert on Friday night at the River Loop Amphitheater in Waterloo. What will they hear there?
They will hear there a combination of polkas, and we'll do waltzes. We'll also play some upbeat, whether it's some type of foxtrot or an upbeat country number. We also may do some slower numbers, whether it's a song like Anne Murray's Could I Have This Dance. We'll also play people's favorite polkas, such as In Heaven There Is No Beer, or the Beer Barrel Polka, or TikTok Polka, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Those that, doesn't matter where we go, people seem to know them, and they bring back a wonderful memory. Additionally, I'm 99% sure we'll have my brother's three kids along. They also sing with us. They don't perform on instruments yet, but my 9-year-old nephew will sing a song called The Laughing Polka. And every time he gets the chorus, he just laughs. And everyone in the audience, they laugh with him. It's very, very fun. And then the kids will sing You Are My Sunshine. I also have him singing a song in the Czech language. My dad is 100% Czech, so we learned some Czech growing up. My mom's German. We learned some German growing up. So we do sing songs in German, in Czech, in addition to singing English. So kids will be there, and it's neat to see them sing and do that. I will be playing at least 4 instruments on that performance. Sometimes I have more with, but I can promise you I'll at least have 4 there. And they'll get a variety of music. We like to take people's requests as well, and we'll do our best to fill those songs. And so people will be very happy at hearing the songs they want to hear, whether it's Just Because Polka or the Blue Skirt Waltz is another popular one. We'll bring lots of songs. We'll play lots of songs that bring back lots of good memories.
So, Molly, what is it about polka music that has grabbed you, and what makes you want to dedicate your life to it?
It sounds extremely cliche when I say it, but it's the happiness. Polka music has this happiness in its 2-4 tempo that has always appealed to me. My mom said I was dancing the polka before I could walk, and I want to believe it, just because I've always gravitated to it. When I was in elementary and high school, I used to have my classmates come to my parents' home. We'd have a polka party in the basement. When we would play locally, I would do everything I could to get them there. Once my classmates would drive, they would drive to our performances. We had a location we played at every couple months. My dad's band would play about 45 minutes away from my hometown. And I remember one time, my junior year, I was up on stage playing, and all these kids from my high school were there. Boys and girls, and I kid you not, I looked out, I saw the starting 5 members from the boys' varsity basketball team, the 5 starting members on the girls' basketball team. It was just neat, you know, that they would come out and they'd enjoy it. They weren't just, you know, big into athletics. They came out to support this happy, fun music as well, because it really is contagious. It really is happy. And as I've gone on and I continue to perform, I see that. I see people come because their grandparents want them to come. So they come, and right away they're like, thanks for making my grandpa and grandma happy. But by the end of the dance, they are smiling. They're loving it. They're buying CDs for themselves because they had no idea really what we can offer as a band, what we can offer with our music. And it's fun. It's catchy. And it really won my heart, and I forever will be playing polka music. That doesn't mean I won't still enjoy performing others or taking another music, but it'll always have a place in my heart. And knowing the happiness I had as a child growing up, not only playing it, but also dancing it, for that reason alone is enough for me to want to keep it going. So other people, whether they are 2 years old, 12 years old, 37, 75, 55, whatever the case may be, they also get a chance to enjoy this music. And whether it's me performing it or some other band, that they can have that wonderful experience, that happy music.
Molly, how can listeners find out more details about your bands and also this long list of venues where you are appearing?
My email address is mollyb.com, which is mollieb.com. Once again, mollieb.com. If you go on my website, you can click on schedule. Once you click on schedule, you will see my entire list of performances. Also on my website, you can see not only my bio, but I have information about the band Squeezebox, my primary band. Also this week, we're actually adding an addition just for the Jim Busta band as well to have up that band's information. However, every band that I play with, as long as I'm performing with them, their schedule is on my schedule. And you can sign up on my mailing list and never miss a single announcement. And I promise you, we will never send more than 6 emails in a month. I've never been one to bombard people with information, but I do like to let people know when we are performing in your area. So I send out updated schedules through those emails, or I let you know of an upcoming recording coming up or something new that's come out. I always let it be known through emails as well. So that is a great way to follow. Additionally, I have more information on my website, such as I have a merchandise store, which has over 100 items that are on there. I also have information about The Mule, the movie I was in, and you can hear the backside story. Part of that backside story, I had a fever 103.1 the day we were recording, and so I give all the details about that. For those that want to know more about the Molly B Polka Party, that's on there. I also have, my menu is simply, I just call it polka, and I give a polka dance lesson in there. I also include places where you can go polka dancing on a regular basis. So I try to give as much information, not only about myself, but polka music as well, to help anyone out there find what they're looking for. And of course, there's a contact page on there. And I invite people to contact me, ask me questions, whether it's about my music, about the genre music, or a venue that we're going to be playing at. And I am the one that personally answers them. I really care about my fans and friends that reach out to me, and I want to be able to do that for them. So once again, that's mollyb.com.
Is there anything you'd like to add about polka music in your life and career as the polka spokesperson around the globe?
I did want to comment that my band Squeezebox also will be in Iowa on August 21st. That's our one and only date this summer. So if you want to hear that band with Ted Lang, my husband, and I will be in Fairbank, Iowa. As far as a spokesperson for polka music, which is really what I have become, I do it because I love it. I do it because the passion is so there. I do it because I want to keep it going, and I do it because I see the happiness it brings people. And I plan to do this the rest of my life, and I really encourage people. I truly encourage you to go out to a festival, go to a live dance, and get involved. If you can't dance, I understand. You'll still enjoy it. Please don't get me wrong. No one's going to leave with a frown on their face. But those that can dance, why you still can, get out there and dance. You won't regret it. You'll have fun, and you're going to want to come back for more. That's what I'd like to say. Thank you.
To hear more from Molly B's conversation about her ensembles and polka music, please go to our website at iowapublicradio.org. And thanks for today's chat goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn. And also a big thank you to Molly B working us into her busy schedule, but also for carrying the polka torch across the world to keep this art form alive. And thank you so much, Molly.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.